This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, and while it might get you thinking of mint juleps and flouncy amazing hats, don't forget the thoroughbred racing industry is serious business. The winner will take home just under $1.5 million, and changes at the racetrack are afoot. Sally Herships has more.
It's 8 a.m., it's muddy and drizzly, and I'm standing outside the stables at Belmont Racetrack on Long Island.
What did you think? Oh, that's good. I like to hear that.
I'm with Sheila Rosenblum. She heads two racing syndicates. That's when investors buy shares in racehorses. She's watching the grooms check her horses before they're exercised.
Do you get a lot of owners in the mornings?
Sometimes. Not all the time, sometimes. No. Not like you.
Luis Rodriguez is the stable foreman, and he's talking about how Rosenblum is there every week. But there's another reason she's an unusual owner. What about women? Not a lot of women around.
She's the one only.
Not more women owners?
No women, not that I know.
Traditionally, horse racing is a male-dominated industry, but Rosenblum and women like her are changing that. Both of Rosenblum's syndicates are all women. What is it like being a woman in this man's world?
It's exhilarating, it's challenging, it's tough as heck, but I love it.
Rosenblum owns 9 horses. The Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association says the average price of a racehorse is around $60,000. But prices can rocket up into the millions. Then there are the costs of ownership, starting with which horse to invest in.
They're going to have to find somebody to buy their horses. They're going to have to find somebody to train their horses.
Lori Wolf is the co-founder of another all-female syndicate, Star Ladies Racing. She says for newcomers, horse racing can have a steep learning curve.
It sort of seems like a secret club. Like, I know kind of what that is, but I don't know exactly what that is.
One of Sheila Rosenblum's horses, La Verdad, just won a $200,000 race. But Rosenblum says this is a risky industry. Horses are huge and strong and fast, but they're also fragile. All it takes is one wrong step or a blown tendon. For owners, it can feel like they're betting on the horses even when they're not betting on the horses.
It's right up there with Wall Street. This is Wall Street. This is Wall Street for horses.
Wow, look at her go. From Belmont, New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.